This is Unit 20 of Pimsleur's Hungarian. Listen to this conversation. You'll hear
Amerikában,
which means in America, and
Washingtonban,
in Washington.
Hallgassa.
Ön Budapesten él?
Nem, én Amerikában élek a feleségemmel.
Washingtonban?
Igen, Washingtonban élünk. Ön hol él?
Én Budapesten élek.
Hallgassa meg újra.
Ön Budapesten él?
Nem, én Amerikában élek a feleségemmel.
Washingtonban?
Igen, Washingtonban élünk. Ön hol él?
Én Budapesten élek.
Now you're an American man in Hungary. You meet an acquaintance in a cafe and she hands you a package. Ask, what is this?
Mi ez?
How would she say, this is a book, yours?
Ez egy könyv, az öné.
Later you're in a bookstore with a colleague, but you're low on cash. Ask your colleague if she can buy a book for you.
Tud venni egy könyvet nekem?
Add, the book is not expensive.
A könyv nem drága.
How would your colleague say, yes, I can buy a book?
Igen, tudok venni egy könyvet.
How does she ask the salesperson, how much does the book cost?
Mennyibe kerül a könyv?
After she has paid, you say, thank you very much.
Köszönöm szépen.
Handing it to you, how would she say, here you are, this is the book?
Tessék, ez a könyv.
Another day, you and your wife join a group of your colleagues at a cafe. How would you say, I introduce my wife, Susan Jones?
Bemutatom a feleségemet, Susan Jones.
Your colleagues, in turn, shake hands with your wife and say their name. Later, how would you ask a new member of the group, emphatically, where do you live? Literally, you where live?
Ön hol él?
She answers, I live in Budapest with my husband.
Budapesten élek a férjemmel.
Here's how to say emphatically, I live in Washington.
Hallgassa és ismételje. Én Washingtonban élek. Washington. Ban. Washingtonban. Én Washingtonban élek.
Notice that the Hungarian word for Washington starts with a V sound. How do you say emphatically, I live in Washington?
Én Washingtonban élek.
You add, with my wife.
A feleségemmel.
Now say together, I live, we live.
Élek, élünk.
Now the waitress brings a plate with assorted pastries. You take one and ask, what is this?
Mi ez?
It's a
pogácsa.
Later, how do you ask for the check?
A számlát legyen szíves.
It's another day and you and your wife join an acquaintance in a cafe. A man comes towards your table and you ask, who is he?
Ki ő?
Ask your acquaintance, is he your husband?
Ő a férje?
She replies, yes, he is my husband.
Igen, ő a férjem.
How does she introduce him?
Bemutatom a férjemet.
Smiling at your wife sitting beside you, he asks, is she your wife?
Ő a felesége.
How would you introduce your wife to him?
Bemutatom a feleségemet.
They both say their name and shake hands. Now you're all trying to decide what to drink. How would you say, my wife wants to drink coffee?
A feleségem kávét akar inni.
Then you say emphatically, I want to drink water.
Én vizet akarok inni.
Your new acquaintance says, your wife wants to drink coffee.
A felesége kávét akar inni.
Then he says, I want to drink a beer.
Egy sört akarok inni.
But my wife wants to drink a glass of wine.
De a feleségem egy pohár bort akar inni.
Your wife changes her mind and wants to have water instead. Now try to say, my wife too wants to drink water.
A feleségem is vizet akar inni.
Now you attend a social evening. How does one of the guests ask you, emphatically, do you live in Budapest?
Ön Budapesten él?
Answer her, no, I live in Washington with my wife.
Nem, Washingtonban élek a feleségemmel.
What word means you live?
Él.
This also means he or she lives. Referring to another American guest, how would the woman ask, does he live in Washington?
Washingtonban él.
Now including the word for he for emphasis, how would she ask, does he live in Washington?
Ő Washingtonban él.
She continues, or in Budapest.
Vagy Budapesten.
How would you answer emphatically? He also lives in Washington.
Ő is Washingtonban él.
You see a man approaching. How would you ask, who is he?
Ki ő?
Ask the woman, is he your husband?
Ő a férje?
She says, yes, he is my husband.
Igen, ő a férjem.
How would she introduce him?
Bemutatom a férjemet.
Do you remember how to ask? Do you have money?
Van pénze?
Here's how she asks, do you have a child?
Hallgassa és ismételje.
Van gyereke? Gyereke. Reke. Gye. Gyereke. Van gyereke?
Literally, you ask, is your child? Note that in expressions with
van
or
nincs,
the Hungarian word for a or the is omitted. How does she ask, do you have a child?
Van gyereke?
Here's how to answer, yes, I have a child. Literally, one, my child is.
Hallgassa és ismételje. Igen, van gyerekem. M. Rekem. Van gyerekem.
Remember the word for a is understood. How do you say I have a child?
Van gyerekem.
Now emphasizing one child, try to say I have one child.
Egy gyerekem van.
Try to say I don't have a child. Literally, is not my child.
Nincs gyerekem.
How does she ask again? Do you have a child?
Van gyereke?
How do you answer that you have one child?
Egy gyerekem van.
You want to say, in America.
Hallgassa és ismételje. Amerikában. Ban. Amerika. Amerikában.
How do you say, in America?
Amerikában.
She asks, where does your child live? Literally, where lives the, your child? Try to ask this.
Hol él a gyereke?
Try to answer emphatically, he lives in America, in Washington.
Ő Amerikában, Washingtonban él.
It's time to leave. How do you ask for the check?
A számlát legyen szíves.
Now you and your family are attending a social event. When drinks are offered, you say emphatically, I want to drink beer.
Én sört akarok inni.
Now you ask one of the guests emphatically, where do you live?
Ön hol él?
Speaking for herself and her husband, she says, we live in Budapest.
Budapesten élünk.
How does she ask you in turn, where do you live?
Ön hol él?
Answer, we live in America, in Washington.
Amerikában, Washingtonban élünk.
Now a boy enters the room. How do you ask, who is he?
Ki ő?
She says, he's my son. Literally, he the my son.
Hallgassa és ismételje.
Ő a fiam. Fiam. A fiam. Ő a fiam.
How do you say, my son?
A fiam.
She says, he's my son.
Ő a fiam.
How do you ask someone, do you have a child?
Van gyereke?
Do you remember how to ask, what time is it?
Hány óra van?
This is literally, how many hours is? Now ask, how many?
Hány?
Try to ask, how many children? Literally, how many child?
Hány gyereke?
Here's how to ask, how many children do you have?
Hallgassa és ismételje. Hány gyereke van? Hány gyereke van?
Note the order. You're asking how many your child is. Ask again, how many children do you have?
Hány gyereke van?
How would she answer? I have one child.
Egy gyerekem van.
And how would she answer? I have three children.
Három gyerekem van.
You see a boy playing. Ask, who is he?
Ki ő?
Another guest says, he's my son.
Ő a fiam.
Here's how to say, your son, or the your son.
Hallgassa és ismételje. A fia. Fia. A fia.
Try to ask, is he your son?
Ő a fia?
She answers, yes, he's my son.
Igen, ő a fiam.
Do you remember how to ask, how many children do you have?
Hány gyereke van?
Try to ask, how many sons do you have?
Hány fia van?
Do you remember the number 2 when you count 1, 2, 3?
Kettő.
Ask her again, how many sons do you have?
Hány fia van?
She answers, 2.
Kettő.
But how would she answer, I have 2 sons?
Két fiam van.
Here's how to say, my daughter. Literally, the my daughter.
Hallgassa és ismételje.
A lányom. Om. Lány. Lányom. A lányom.
How do you say, my daughter?
A lányom.
How would the woman say, she's my daughter?
Ő a lányom.
Here's how to say, your daughter.
Hallgassa és ismételje. A lánya. Nya. Lánya. A lánya.
Say together, my daughter, your daughter.
A lányom. A lánya.
Try to ask, how many daughters do you have?
Hány lánya van?
How does she answer? 2.
Kettő.
And how would she answer, I have 2 daughters?
Két lányom van.
Now she asks you, how many sons do you have?
Hány fia van?
Answer, two.
Kettő.
Someone else asks you, how many daughters do you have?
Hány lánya van?
Say, I don't have a daughter.
Nincs lányom.
Ask someone else how many children she has.
Hány gyereke van?
How would she answer, emphatically, I have three children.
Nekem három gyerekem van.
Then she answers simply, I have two daughters.
Két lányom van.
Someone says, I don't have a son.
Nincs fiam.
You ask another guest, how many children do you have?
Hány gyereke van?
Her answer is two.
Kettő.
She answers, I have one daughter.
Egy lányom van.
And I have one son.
És egy fiam van.
You want to say, my daughter is big, meaning she's no longer a small child.
Hallgassa és ismételje. A lányom nagy. Nagy. A lányom nagy.
What word means big?
Nagy.
You want to say, my daughter is already big. Here's the word already.
Hallgassa és ismételje. Már. Már.
Try to say, my daughter is already big.
A lányom már nagy. Már nagy.
Here's how to say, not yet big.
Hallgassa és ismételje.
Még nem nagy. Még. Még nem. Még nem nagy.
What is the word for yet?
Még.
Note the order. How does she say, not yet big?
Még nem nagy.
Ask her, is your daughter already big?
A lánya már nagy?
How does she say, my daughter is not yet big?
A lányom még nem nagy.
And your son?
És a fia?
She answers emphatically, he's already big.
Ő már nagy.
And how would she say, no, not yet?
Nem, még nem.
Ask one of the other guests if her son is already big.
A fia már nagy?
How would she answer, no, my son is not yet big?
Nem, a fiam még nem nagy.
Ask someone else emphatically, do you have a child? Meaning, do you have children?
Önnek van gyereke?
She answers, yes, I have one daughter and one son.
Igen, egy lányom és egy fiam van.
Ask her if her son is already big.
A fia már nagy?
She says, no, he's not yet big.
Nem, ő még nem nagy.
Ask, and your daughter?
És a lánya?
The woman answers, she's already big.
Ő már nagy.
After the dinner, the company starts leaving. How would you ask the waiter for your check?
A számlát legyen szíves.
The reading lesson for this unit follows.